Have you ever just stopped to think about how quickly AI is changing, well, everything around us?
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's touching how you search online, how machines see the world, even the whole political scene. It feels like every single day there's something new.
Trying to keep up is intense.
Exactly. So, welcome to the deep dive. Our goal here is simple. Cut through all that noise, pull out the really important bits, the nuggets of knowledge, you could say. We want you to understand not just what's happening with AI, but, why it actually matters to you. Today, we're zoning in on August 26th, 2025. Turned out to be a pretty packed day.
Definitely.
And to do this, we've looked at a whole range of stuff: daily AI news roundups, big reports on tech company plans, new model announcements, and even the legal and political chess moves happening.
Yeah, the sheer amount that happens in just one day in AI now is something else. It really shows, I think, that we're not just talking about some emerging tech anymore. This is fundamental. It's changing everything everywhere.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of fundamental shifts, let's dive into our first big theme: the competition heating up in AI and how companies are trying to figure out, well, how to make money from content now. Okay, first up, Apple. A
Oh,
giant, right?
yeah.
Known for keeping its ecosystem tight.
Hmm.
Well, reports say they're deep in talks to buy two pretty big AI names: Perplexity, the AI search company, and Mistral, that well-regarded French AI firm. And here's where it gets really interesting. This is all happening while their big search deal with Google is facing a major court decision.
Timing is everything.
It really suggests Apple's feeling the pressure to make a big AI move, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And the internal stuff at Apple is fascinating. You've got Eddie Q pushing hard for a big buy, apparently referencing, past swings and misses, like trying for Netflix or Tesla. But then you have Craig Federighi, who seems convinced Apple's own teams can build what they need. He apparently sees them as having an AI deficit right now. So the big question for Apple is this whole build versus buy thing.
Yeah.
Is it a calculated strategy, or are they just reacting because they feel behind in the AI game?
Yeah, that's the core of it. And for you listening, this whole internal debate, it could directly impact how quickly and how deeply AI gets baked into your iPhone or Mac. Are you going to get cutting-edge stuff they bought or something more? Apple grum.
Time will tell on that one.
Okay, let's stick with one of those potential buys for a second. Perplexity. They just announced this pretty ambitious program for publishers.
The revenue-sharing one.
That's the one. $42.5 million set aside for publishers whose content helps their AI searches. They're launching a $5 a month Comet Plus's subscription, and they promise publishers, get this, an 80% cut of that revenue.
Wow, 80% is high.
Right. Publishers supposedly earn money from traffic through Perplexity's Comet browser, showing up in searches, or when the AI uses their stuff.
But okay, here's the context, right? This is happening while they're being sued for copyright by some huge names: News Corp, Dow Jones, Forbes, Condé Nast.
Good point. Major lawsuits.
Exactly. Perplexity's CEO, Aravind Srinivas, he's framing Comet Plus as like Apple News plus plus for AIs and humans. It's kind of the first model I've seen that really says, okay, AI agents are reading content too, not just people. But the real question, I think, is $5 a month split so many ways actually going to sustain publishers, especially ones already struggling? Or is this maybe more of a legal strategy, trying to smooth things over with the lawsuits?
That's the $1 million or maybe $42.5 million question, isn't it? From your perspective, which feels like the stronger driver here: sustainability for publishers or legal defense?
Honestly, I lean towards it being driven more by the legal pressure. It's a way to show good faith, maybe.
Makes sense.
Because, I mean, $5 a month shared out, that might not even cover legal fees for some of these outlets, So sustainable income, probably not. But the key thing for you listening is that this is probably just a test balloon. It's an early experiment in how content creators get paid when AI is involved. We're going to need totally new models. And this Perplexity thing, it's just a first step into that unknown. It could change how the news you consume gets funded down the line.
A really critical point. Okay, shifting gears slightly, but sticking with legal fights. Elon Musk's XAI, they just sued Apple and OpenAI in Texas.
It's the antitrust suit.
Exactly. They're claiming Apple's exclusive deal with OpenAI for ChatGPT is basically an illegal moat, that it unfairly locks out competitors, like their own Grok AI, from the App Store. Plus, they're accusing Apple of fiddling with App Store rankings to boost ChatGPT.
Well, this definitely stirs the pot. Is it, as OpenAI suggests, just ongoing harassment? Or is this a real legal challenge to Apple's famous walled garden, especially now with AI becoming so central?
And they're asking for billions in damages.
Which always gets attention. If this lawsuit goes anywhere, it could really set a precedent for how AI competition plays out, particularly on our phones and devices. It affects how open or closed those AI ecosystems are going to be.
Absolutely. And that directly impacts you, the listener, your choices, your access to different AI tools on your Apple devices. It can all hinge on outcomes like this.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes indeed. Right, let's move from the courtroom battles to the lab, you could say, pushing the boundaries of what AI can actually do. And first, something pretty amazing in AI audio. Microsoft just dropped Vibe Voice. It's an open source text-to-speech model.
Mm-hmm. I saw this.
The kicker is it can generate up to 90 minutes, 90 of podcast-quality conversational audio with up to four different voices.
Four voices is a big leap.
And it only uses 1.5 billion parameters, which is, you know, relatively small. They've also got this ADX audio compression. Long story short, it can run on regular computers, not just massive servers.
That efficiency is key for open source.
Totally. And they've built in safeguards generated by AI tags, hidden watermarks, for verification.
Okay, so going from two voices, which we've seen before, to four voices in long conversations, that's significant, especially being open source and efficient. It immediately makes you wonder, right, are we about to see AI churning out not just short clips, but like full panel discussions, long-form podcasts with entirely AI speakers?
It feels like a real possibility now.
And what about those watermarks and disclaimers? How effective will they be? What does it mean for, you know, knowing what's real and what's not? Authenticity.
Yeah, that four-voice capability really ramps up the challenge of telling human from machine. For you, this tech could reshape podcasts, audiobooks, even your virtual assistant's voice. It means we all need to get better at spotting synthetic audio.
Critical listening skills becoming even more critical.
Okay, next up, NVIDIA.
Yeah.
They're pushing AI into the physical world, like literally, with a new robot brain.
Jetson Thor.
That's it. Jetson Thor. It's a system on module, basically a compact computer, designed specifically for robotics and physical AI. It uses their Ada Lovelace GPU architecture, gets you 7.5 times more AI compute power, and it's like 3.5 times more energy efficient than the older versions.
Huge performance bumps.
Yeah. And it's built to run generative AI models so robots can actually understand and interpret what's around them better. They've got a dev kit out for about $3,500.
See, this is more than just speed. It's about giving robots the smarts to really interact with the world more intelligently, more fluidly.
Right. More nuance.
The potential impact is massive. Think about logistics, manufacturing, maybe even robots helping out at home. How does this change those industries? And of course, it brings up the ethical questions too. More capable robots means more responsibility in how we deploy them.
Definitely. Makes you think the robots you might see in a few years could be dramatically smarter because of tech like this.
The pace is just relentless.
Okay, let's switch to visual AI. Google Gemini. It just got a pretty impressive image editing upgrade. We're talking about the 2.5 flash image model. Apparently, people are calling it Nano Banana online because it's so good.
Yeah, Nano Banana. Catchy.
Right. The key thing is it can make really precise edits based on just plain English commands. You ask it to change something specific, and it does it while keeping everything else consistent. Faces, backgrounds, all that.
Maintaining consistency is the hard part, usually.
Exactly. And Google's being careful here, too. They've built in visual watermarks, metadata tags, and crucially, rules against creating non-consensual deepfakes or intimate imagery.
That blend of power and responsibility is interesting. Giving people amazing creative tools, but also trying to put guardrails in place from the start. Because as these tools get super sophisticated, how do we trust what we see? Those safeguards become absolutely critical for preventing misuse and just maintaining some sense of reality online. It really blurs the line.
It absolutely does. And the big takeaway for you listening is that spotting fakes gets harder. The responsibility for critically evaluating images and videos, more and more, it's falling on you in your everyday scrolling and consuming.
Media literacy on steroids.
For sure. Now, for a really unique AI application, Saudi Arabia, they've launched an Islamic AI chatbot called Humane. It's powered by their own Alam Large Language Model, or LLM. And it's designed specifically around Islamic values.
Culturally specific AI. That's significant.
Yeah. Speaks Arabic and English, handles different dialects. Took 120 AI specialists to build it. And apparently half of them are women, which is also noteworthy. And it seems designed to complement, not compete with, existing Arabic AI like the Jais model from the UAE.
Right. This fits into a bigger picture in the Gulf region. Countries like Saudi Arabia using their sovereign wealth funds, their huge investment funds, to build AI that reflects their own culture and values. But crucially, they're still keeping strong ties with Silicon Valley for the underlying tech. Both Saudi Arabia and the UAE are making massive investments, getting huge shipments of chips from US companies.
Like the 18,000 NVIDIA chips for Humane you mentioned.
Exactly. And the UAE getting access to 500,000 advanced processors a year, it really makes you think, how will the rise of these culturally tailored AIs change the global AI scene? Will it help AI serve diverse populations better?
It's a fascinating development. Definitely highlights the push for AI that reflects different values and also shows how global powers are using their cash to shape that future.
Money talks, even in AI development.
Okay, let's shift to our final major theme. This one impacts everyone. The, frankly, high-stakes battle over AI's political future. Get this. Some of Silicon Valley's biggest players are putting down a massive $100 million bet on politics.
100 million. Wow.
Yeah. They're funding a new network of super PACs called Leading the Future. Super PACs, you know, can raise unlimited money. Their goal: defeat political candidates who want strict rules on AI. This is all gearing up for next year's midterm
Oh,
election.
that's a very direct approach. And they're basically copying the strategy used by the crypto industry super PAC, Fairshake, right? Fairshake spent over $40 million trying to influence crypto policy.
Exactly the same playbook.
And the names involved are heavy hitters: Andreessen Horowitz, OpenAI's Greg Brockman, Palantir's Joe Lonsdale. They're targeting key states too, like New York, California, Illinois, Ohio. So you've got global rules like the EU AI Act coming into force. The US has this state-by-state patchwork approach. Can this kind of money targeted like this actually buy the tech industry the regulations it wants?
That's the core question, isn't it?
And what does it mean for all the public concerns about AI safety, bias, job displacement, if policy is being shaped so heavily by industry cash?
It's a critical point. This spending could literally shape the laws governing the AI that touches your life every day. Privacy, safety, what AI can and can't do. It also kind of highlights Marc Andreessen's political shift. And you hear about these different dinner parties in Silicon Valley now, the ones for regulation, the ones against, shows the divide.
The fault lines are definitely showing.
Okay, just to wrap up, let's quickly hit a few other things that happened on this busy day. YouTube caught some flack.
Oh, yeah. What for?
Creators found out YouTube was using AI to automatically enhance their videos, unblurring, denoising, adding clarity, but without telling them or asking permission first.
Ooh, that goes right back to what we were saying about transparency, doesn't it? Even if the intent is good, you need consent and clarity when AI is messing with content.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On a more positive innovation note, Google's Notebook LM, their note-taking tool, got a big language upgrade. Now supports 80 languages. And the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative released RBio1, that's an AI model specifically trained for reasoning about biology research.
Just shows the sheer breadth, right? From everyday tools getting multilingual support to super specialized AI for science, AI is spreading everywhere.
It really is. And one last quick one, security. The Brave browser team found a vulnerability in Perplexity's Comet browser.
The one we were just talking about?
Yep. Apparently, it could allow malicious prompt injection, basically letting attackers potentially hijack the browser when it's acting like an AI agent doing tasks for you.
That's serious. It just hammers home how vital security is, especially as these AI systems get more autonomous and woven into things like our browsers. It's a constant battle to find and fix these holes.
No kidding. All these little updates, they really paint a picture, don't they?
Yeah.
AI is growing incredibly fast, and we constantly need to be watchful and ready to adapt.
Constant vigilance.
So, quite a day we've covered. We talked about the fierce competition, the big M&A plays in AI, like with Apple and Perplexity. We saw incredible leaps in what AI can do, from that four-voice audio synthesis with Vibe Voice to smarter robots with Jetson Thor, even culturally specific chatbots like Humane. And then we looked at that massive political spending, that $100 million push to shape AI regulation.
Yeah, it's clear AI isn't just advancing technically at lightning speed. Its future is also being intensely shaped by business deals, legal fights, and now big money politics. Which really brings us to a final thought, maybe something for you to chew on. As AI gets tangled up in everything we do, how do we make sure these incredibly powerful tools actually work for everyone, for all of humanity, not just for a handful of companies or investors? And maybe more importantly, what role do you play personally in helping to shape that future?
That's a powerful question to end on. Really makes you think. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back soon to help you make sense of the next wave of AI developments.